Those of us who qualified were separated from the rest of the troops and sent to a nearby island for training as commandos. I liked running the tough obstacle courses, scaling walls, swinging across creeks on vines, crawling into culverts, wriggling under machine gun fire. Even more, I liked the hand combat training, where we worked with bayonets, knives, and bare hands. Hi, hi, ho! It was lunge and parry, thrust with fingers stiff, come at the enemy with drawn knife. For some reason, the thought never penetrated that I was training to kill human beings. Part of the education of a commando was the development of self-confidence. But here I needed no schooling. From childhood, I had had a completely unfounded confidence in my ability to do anything I set out to do, like drive a Bren carrier, for instance. These were heavy armored vehicles, mounted on caterpillar treads, and handling them was difficult even for someone who could drive an automobile, which I could not. But each day as we went out on maneuvers, I watched the driver of the carrier on which I rode, until it seemed to me that I had the hang of it. Unexpectedly, one day, I had a chance to find out. Coming out of company headquarters, I ran into an officer. "Can you drive a Bren carrier, soldier?" A quick salute, and an even quicker, "Yes, sir." "Well, that one there has to go to the garage. Let's go." In front of us at the curb was the carrier. 300 yards away was the garage. 7 other carriers were parked there, nose to tail, waiting to be serviced. I hopped snappily into the driver's seat while the officer climbed in beside me. I looked at the dashboard. There in front of me was a key, and I remembered that the driver always turned that first of all. Sure enough, the engine coughed once and then caught. Now, which of those pedals was the clutch? I pressed one of them, and it went to the floor, and I knew I had been lucky twice in a row. I put the carrier into gear, let go of the clutch pedal, and with a great kangaroo leap, we launched into space. The officer looked at me quickly, but said nothing. No Bren carrier ever starts smoothly. But as I raced full throttle down the company street, I noticed that he was holding on with both hands and bracing his feet. We covered the 300 yards with only one near accident, a sergeant who discovered on the spot how great were his powers of flight, and then we came to the line of carriers. And I knew that I was in trouble. I didn't know where the brake was. Arms flailing and feet flying, I tried every button and lever I could find. Among the things I pushed was the accelerator, and with one last surge of power we ploughed into the row of Bren carriers parked at the curb. All 7 of them bucked forward, each slamming against the other until we came to rest, hissing and smoking, our engine at last dead. I looked at the officer. He stared straight ahead of him, his eyes large, sweat pouring down the sides of his face. He got out of the car, crossed himself, and walked away without once turning to look at me. The sergeant ran up to me and pulled me out of the driver's seat.